This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. Super excited to have him on the show. They're breaking news all of June and July, and they've really come a long way since they've been on the program here for the last couple of years. We are talking no other than BioLargo, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. And with us today is the president and chairman of the company, Mr. Dennis Calvert. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Everett, it's so good to be here. Thank you.
You know, you guys are a full-service environmental engineering company. You make life better for delivering world-class products, services across a broad range of industries, and you guys try to deliver some clean water, clean air, and make just the world just a better place for all of us. That being said, there's been a lot of notice taking action of your company.
Yep.
You put out a press release saying you just signed a contract with the United States Air Force. Bring myself and my listeners up to date what you guys have been doing the last 4 months.
Well, perfect, Everett, and thanks. So, you know, we have been incredibly busy. In fact, I can't remember it being this busy. We are, every one of our operating units is really at full tilt, right? And we're clicking off milestones just as fast as we can. So remember that the company has two operating units that are commercial, right? That's our odor and VOC business. Then we have the professional engineering services team, which is our environmental engineers that we started about a year and a half ago that have really turned the corner. Now they're on the uptick, right? They've got revenues and clients coming in right and left. We then have the water technology, which is just in the final stages of getting prepped to go commercial. And then we have our advanced wound care company, where we've invested about $3.2 million over the last 2 years, and we're at the final stages of our first FDA approval. So we're targeting that really soon, we think in the August timeframe. And it's, of course, been grinding and very difficult, but we're at the finish line, and we're really optimistic and fully expect to be successful and move forward with that operating unit. So, plus we acquired a stem cell therapy and regenerative tissue therapy technology in the fall of last year. And that product is in development and ready also to find its way into the marketplace in the near future. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot going on, right?
Right.
Yeah. So in terms of some of the recent highlights, as you mentioned, a couple of breakthroughs have occurred. So we signed up just a few months ago, the fourth and very large national account with our odor and VOC business. We're getting regional adoption. It went live on their national purchasing portal around 75, 80, 90 days ago. Okay. And now we're out working with the regional offices and literally looking at hundreds of locations. One of the things that we've learned in that operating unit is that it does take time, right? When you go out and get a yes from a customer, there's generally about 60 to 180 days before you actually get that site up and running. And so we're in the midst of all that provisioning and transition with all these accounts as we speak. So we would anticipate the financial implications of all this recent adoption to start showing up really in Q3, Q4, and Q1. And so we've added sales and a professional account management staff. We're accelerating the growth there. We really have achieved sort of this crescendo of stability. And so the future is very bright for that product.
So let me ask you this real quick. The press release that you put out on, you did two contracts with some kind of vendor that's working with the Air Force. What exactly are you guys trying to accomplish in working with this particular contract company that has a contract with the Air Force?
Right. Well, these are environmental services contracts, right? So the government, through the GSA, goes out and solicits bids for qualified people to provide environmental engineering compliance, monitoring, compliance, and maintenance on U.S. Air Force bases around the country.
Yes.
And it's a lot of them. It's all of them, right? And they come up for review and renewal periodically. And so in that situation, the companies that compete for that business are prime contractors. They have to be qualified. They have to have the financial wherewithal and the muscle and the talent to go do these jobs on a national basis for the United States of America, right? So the way that works is they'll subcontract components to qualified engineering firms, and we were selected as a subcontractor to a prime contractor.
Right.
And we were selected to provide the air quality, compliance, monitoring, and permitting. We've now won three contracts worth about seven locations They are multi-year contracts. And what they really do is provide a baseline of revenue. And of course, that we're, it also highlights the fact that our team is highly qualified in this area to provide this great service for the United States of America.
That's awesome.
And so it's a great development. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Obviously, you guys are breaking a lot of milestones. Things are going very well for you. Let's look on the opposite side. Tell us what is not working for you guys.
Well, of course, we always want it faster, right? I mean, you know, speed is the thing that's the most difficult to control. So when we look at, you know, what's difficult, you know, we've really tackled an incredibly high bar. When we set our sights, we always say, look, everything we do, we believe is going to be number one. Number one in terms of technical efficacy, number one in terms of market opportunity. It truly is disruptive opportunities. So that's hard. It's a very difficult high bar to focus on. We've done it. We're doing it quite well, but it has taken a long time. So everybody wants it to be faster, and we want to accelerate as fast as possible. Much of that is a capital issue. And of course, others is really just waiting for the right cycle of adoption to where we can capture momentum. And really, that's what's happening. It's happening in our odor and VOC business. It's happening for our engineering division. And we believe that same sort of crescendo of acceleration will occur for our advanced wound care and for our water company.
If you had all the capital that you needed to make things happen, what would the future look like for BioLargo?
Well, that's a $1 million question, isn't it? Yes, it is. You know, money makes it all go happen. It happens faster. And I think the key for us is that in all of these operating units, we can now point to key deliverables, right? Indicators of performance, key indicators to put money to work, to click off a very precise execution pathway to take money and grow the business. And it's taken us a long time to get there, a spot where we know the market, we know our margin, we know our price point, we know our marketing strategy, we know the customer, we've got critical mass, we've got adoption, we've got all these tools that really can accelerate. And what money does for you is it makes you accelerate, it helps you accelerate faster with infrastructure to make it go quicker, right? So what does that look like? You know, if you look at our total addressable markets, you know, they're in the billions, okay? They're in the billions. I mean, the clean air, we think, is something like $1.8 billion. As you know, we secured our first distribution in the cannabis market, which everybody's excited about. But that's, you know, we're still slugging away, right, to find our way into the channel. Wound care, you got to get through the FDA.
Yeah.
You know, clean water, oh my gosh, it's this monumental task, right? But it's literally in the billions. Okay, so what could we do? I mean, people look at us and they say, look, we're sitting at about a $40 to $50 million market cap. Could we be a billion? I have a lot of people that think we could. And so does it happen overnight? Absolutely not. It takes a lot of work. And so when you look at the structure of our company, the leverage for our company is that we focus on highly disruptive assets. We've paid the price to prove them up. The technical performance is really undeniable. And now it's all about execution, all about deployment of capital, and then ultimately all about choosing the right partners. So we think the future is just enormous for this company. We're very excited.
Before I let you go, I want to talk about two of your products that I think they're just outstanding. One is you put out a press release on July 29th about your AOS system, helping out turning rainwater, if you will, into drinking water. Where are we at in that process?
You know, this is just the culmination of so much work, and it takes a lot of detail, but I give you the highlight, right? So we developed the technology. We know it works. We've got our first field install up in Alberta with a poultry process water. We also have installed a system down here with a microbrewery treating wastewater. And we always knew that the stormwater would be a huge market opportunity. The state of California has set up Measure W, which sets aside about $300 million plus a year in budget allocation out of Sacramento to the cities to develop infrastructure to capture stormwater and then treat it and repurpose it, right? Which means that it's a budget allocation. So there's a pot of money to go solve this issue. But in stormwater, right, there's some pretty tough contaminants.
Mm.
And so we present to that industry not only the engineering talent, the infrastructure talent, the installation and service talent, because now we've built all those tools, but we have this special piece of technology in the AOS that allows us to take soluble organic contaminants and take them out of that water stream in a way that's never been able to be done before.
Wow.
And so we think the opportunity is enormous. So we just got our first grant from the federal government, NSERC, National Science and Engineering Research Council of Canada. It's a Canadian federal grant to sponsor pilot work in Southern California to prove up the economic metrics associated with our technology and helping solve that issue for California. That's pretty cool.
As you know, I wanted on the last part, and we're running out of time. As you know, they passed the hemp farm bill here in December of 2018. That being said, I don't know how many states there are, a lot of them, that are growing hemp, and that puts off a stench or a smell. Cooperdyne is in the process of helping some of those. So bring us up to speed where we're at on that.
This is so amazing, right? So this is a discovery that came to us about 6 months ago. And it turns out that when you grow these plants, they produce a terpene. So think of the word turpentine.
Right.
Right. So pine trees create terpenes, okay? But in a grow operation where you've got a greenhouse, the terpenes are so concentrated that when they escape, they create this pungent smell. And because the standard of production is this indoor grow, typically they're in buildings and greenhouses associated close to population centers. Well, that's an issue. You just got to manage it. So odor control is a mandate, right? The carbon systems that are being installed are, from a physics perspective, are technically unable to achieve the objective. So what's happening is they find themselves in highly condensed population areas growing these plants, producing these terpenes, right? And it turns out that terpenes are really a precursor to greenhouse gas formation. I mean, there's a lot going on here. So we present sort of the next evolution of technical solution to oxidize and break down those terpenes and eliminate the odor. Not mask them, not trap them, not hide them, eliminate them.
Wow.
So we did a third-party study that was published about a month ago. It's on our blog at BioLargo. You can look at our blog. And the third-party study validated complete elimination, essentially to a non-detect level on a highly concentrated terpene. So we're at the early stages of getting our way into that market. Many people think it's just an enormous opportunity for our company, as do we. So we're out looking for the right partners and the right way to get that product in the market.
Just before I let you go, what do you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, what we hear all the time, which is amazing, right, is people will say to me, you know, I've never seen a company with so many shots on goal. I mean, this company, you know, because we've been so patient,
right,
and our investors have been so supportive, we've been able to advance these technical claims. And so, right, how would you say it? Idea to technology, technology to product, product to service, service to solution. Well, we're in the solution mode on all these. You know, we've matured to the point where we know the market, we have a viable solution, we have the talent on board. Now it's all about scalability and execution. And so really, this is a company that has a chance to really take it. You know, we're valued in the 40 to 50 million range. The future to us is really unlimited. And it's all about now getting the right people, making sure the capital's in place, and then seeing these solutions go out to make the world a better place.
Dennis Calvert's been my guest today. He is the CEO, President, Chairman of BioLargo, Inc. I think they're very undervalued here, around 30 cents a share. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Dennis, thank you so much for stopping by, coming on the show. You know, I'm a big fan, been a big fan for a long time, and I wish you nothing but success out there.
Awesome. Thanks, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.